Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Going each and every place with the mic in the hand. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're west out in Ashburn, Virginia this morning, back at the park. It's been a little while. Good to be back, certainly. Commanders back on the practice field today. They had a light practice Wednesday, but the boys are trying to get things right, man. Riding a 6-game losing streak with the Denver Broncos coming to town. Denver, one of the best teams in the AFC, one of the best defenses in all of football. Kind of an up and down offense, but that defense can go. Washington likely to be without Jaden Daniels, which means we likely will hear from Marcus Mariota today. We will hear from Dan Quinn while we're in our show. We're going to do our best to bring that to you live. Interesting week, exciting week for Washington, but we got to start with the big news in town, B. Mitch. The Washington Wizards won last night, and when the Wiz win, we all win. Shout out to the Wiz. They got a dub. I don't know that it was expected. I think they were 10-point dogs last night to the Hawks at home, but they won. And whenever the Wiz win, we're going to talk about them. So yeah. Shout out to the Wizards. I don't know. Was last night the cup stage? I think it was, right? The Wiz not only won, they won by 20. They won by 19 points, dude. You heard Savannah there in the update. McCollum was really good last night. He had 46 points in 37 minutes. From a plus-minus standpoint, he was a plus 19.
Damn.
And that wasn't even the best on the Wiz. Chris Middleton was a plus 34. He had 10 points, 12 assists, and 7 boards. Alex Saar went for 27 and 11. I mean, Bilal, from a plus-minus standpoint, was really good. Just a really good night for the Wiz. And if for the folks keeping track between the Wiz and the Commanders down the stretch here, that's a win. That's a win.
They put one down.
Can B talk? I don't know. Good morning, Brian. All right, don't talk, B. One-man show to kick things off this morning. Considering the Wizards had the big win last night, we want to shout them out, dude. That's they're 1-0 in their last one games, B. That's one way you can look at the Wiz right now. They're not trying to win that many games, but it would be cool and a hell of a surprise, I would say, if they could go deep into this cup thing. I think that they lost. I think it's group play for this NBA Cup nonsense. They lost their first one to the Raptors, but they won last night against the Hawks, and then they have another one Friday night against the Pacers. Pacers are also terrible. So I think you try to advance out of your group. So if they can beat the Pacers on Friday night, I think there's a chance they advance in this silly NBA Cup thing. And I at some point I imagine it's like single elimination. So if they I don't know. It'd be cool if they advance, because otherwise there's this big 2-week break between the 6th and the 17th where the Wiz don't have a game. Hopefully they advance. Let's see what happens Friday night against the Pacers. If they win 2 in a row, for all the people that took the Commanders in the who's going to win more before the end of the year, Commanders or Wiz poll. If they could win two in a row, it would put some real pressure on Washington, dude. Because Washington's got six left starting Sunday night against the Broncos. We're going to try to figure out the technical situation. B. Mitch is here. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you can probably see B. If you're watching on Monumental Sports Network, you can definitely see B. Mitch. This is B. Mitch's mime moment. B, what'd you do last night? You have to mime it for the people watching us. He ate dinner. I don't know what that is. You talked to somebody? Did you have an event or something? B. Mitch had an event last night, so hopefully that went great. I think Lurch Papa was talking about it on the Junks. I don't know what he's miming now. He had some wine or some coffee. Wine, there you go. Pinot Noir. Bang, there you go. I have an event tonight. I think Lurch Papa was talking about it at the end of the Junks there, but we were trying to sort through some technical stuff here. I'm going to Dematha tonight, which should be really cool. They have this annual smoker event. Should be a lot of fun. I got a busy-ass day. Now, granted, we get the next 2 days off, so no complaints, but we're here in Ashburn. Then, because the locker room's closed tomorrow, they're going to try to make all the players available today. So I think the locker room situation is going to be very, very busy out here. Then got some live television, got to shoot a show for Monumental with Mitch Tischler, presuming he's made it back from Africa. Then going to Dematha, then have all ears tonight. And then I'm off for 2 days. So I'm going to chill, looking forward to Thanksgiving, going to my in-laws. Got a peek of the menu. Excited about that. I had a nice dinner last night. We went to the Palm. Shout out to Andrew Rothenberg and Lee Armstrong for some holiday merriment. We were drinking Artemis last night, B. Stag's Leap, which was very, very good. We got a tomahawk. There were five of us. Listen to this meal. We started with a seafood platter. These shrimp, B, were the size of, the size of your hand. Literally, top of your middle finger to the edge of your thumb. You know how shrimp are kind of curved like that? Big boys. Oysters were fantastic. All of it. It was a really good meal. Then we got a tomahawk ribeye, Cajun style. Excellent. And another giant bone-in filet. Excellent. I'm going to tell you my opinion on something. I feel like lobster mac and cheese is generally just a cash grab and not a very good dish. I feel like it's just mac and cheese that they put a little bit of like canned lobster into, and it kind of sucks most of the time. The lobster mac and cheese last night at the Palm was fantastic. There were huge chunks of lobster in there, and you could like taste kind of the richness. I wonder if there was truffle involved or something. You could taste the richness of lobster in there, and it was delicious. Beyond that, I love cream spinach. You can nod if you also love cream spinach. Do you like cream spinach? No? You don't like the cream or what? Okay. I love cream spinach, but a lot of places don't do it well. It can be too like liquidy. It needs to be like a whole. It needs to come out like with a spoon where it's like clumpy, for lack of a better word. I think the Palm does cream spinach the absolute best. Awesome meal. Appreciate the folks at the Palm. Were very kind. There was a celebrity there, but it was kind of awkward because I don't know if celebrity is the right way to describe this person. Barack Obama's daughter was at the table next to us. And I don't know this. I think the younger one. I believe the younger one. I believe it was Malia. I don't know this answer. So either they did a hell of a job of just blending in, or I don't know if she has a Secret Service detail.
Oh, yeah.
I would think she does, right? But, dude, I didn't notice anything. Like, generally, you kind of, like, living in D.C., Secret Service are around enough at various functions or whatever that they do a great job of blending in, but you still kind of notice them. Maybe they just weren't around. I don't know. But it was cool that she was there. It made zero impact on our dinner. We had a great time. We're going to try to get a lot of things sorted out here. I want to play Joe Burrow. I believe. It's one of these things where people want to get down on Jaden because he's had a few injuries this year. And I point out there are two current quarterbacks that are the exception to the rule. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen don't miss games, ever. And they play through crazy injuries, and those two are the unicorns. Just about everybody else misses time. And my example is always Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Both of those guys miss time pretty much year after year. And we're seeing it with Lamar, we're seeing it with Burrow. And yet, of course you want those guys as your quarterback. You need to make sure you maintain the backup position. And I don't know that I think Baltimore did a better job of that when they had Snoop Huntley than they did with Cooper Rush, and that's why they lost four in a row. Cincinnati just doesn't spend appropriately, and I guess they traded for Flacco, and that gave them a chance. But Joe Burrow was asked, there's this logic that some Commanders fans are employing to redshirt Jaden. Just don't let him play again. The season's lost. And Jaden's been pretty dismissive of that. But I think Joe Burrow got asked the same thing in Cincinnati and had, to me, what is truly like the best explanation of why what could be considered reasonable logic in the regular world, or sadly in the NBA, how NBA players and teams handle seasons. Like, what the NBA does not do is consider every season an incredibly valuable commodity. Teams are willing to punt on 3 years, 5 years, right? The NFL doesn't work like that. There's only 17 games. Every year is this incredibly finite resource that players, coaches, front office personnel maximize, no matter what the circumstances are. And I think sometimes it's hard to understand that mindset, and I think Joe Burrow did just a tremendous job of illustrating that for fans and media and everybody involved. So when we get back here, we are live from BigBear.ai Performance Center out in Ashburn. You're listening to Beamish and Finley. We haven't been out here in Ashburn in 3 weeks, which is crazy. When we return, though, I want to play this Joe Burrow audio, and hopefully fans and folks that don't understand the thought processes involved in the NFL will have a little better understanding. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to Beamish and Finley. Hey, it's B. Mitch and Finley, and you know we ride with the Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years, and when you're doing something that well for that long, you know you're doing it right. They've got convenient locations all over Northern Virginia, and they've got the best brands you're looking for. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Jeeps, whatever it is you want, they've got an unmatched selection. Plus, they've got incredible deals and financing rates. And let's not forget, they've got a ton of quality certified used vehicles to choose from. But best of all, they've got the Orsman Lifetime Edge, which includes up to $1,500 in extras, including a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars, and a lifetime engine guarantee. And you want more good news? How about this? If you're looking to sell your car, Orsman will pay you up to 125%. That's 125% of Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of the make, model, or year. It's simple. At Orsman, they like to keep their customers happy. Take it from us, B. Mitch and Finley, two beyond satisfied Orsman customers. Let's ride together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, why don't we start this thing over? What up, everybody? It's B. Mitch and Finley. You can watch us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. The Wiz got a big win last night. I had dinner at the Palm, and B. Mitch had an event. What up, B?
What's up, brother? What's happening with you?
I don't know how many people were watching or on the stream.
That was a weird little segment.
You know, compared to just our listenership.
Yeah.
But if you missed B. Mitch being a mime, it was pretty damn entertaining.
Yeah, I was good, though. you got all my stuff. You know, I'm good at making people understand when I can't talk.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you grew up in a house full of kids. You learn how to do things sometimes.
So how was your evening? Good?
Yeah, it was great. We did that podcast myself, Brian Colbert.
DC Prime?
Yeah. London and also Gary Clark. Those two guys are hilarious. We sat down, had some wine afterwards. So,
that's a good crew. You, London, and Gary at BC is always just so positive.
You know, and like you all would think I would be the person you got to worry about me saying some odd words.
Not with Gary.
Gary and London, those two dudes right there. I think if I am, let's say, if I'm a 5-star, they are 25 stars. When it comes down to letting the words flow.
Do you remember last time we had Gary on the show? You told him, like, GC, you're not allowed to curse. And he made it, like, 10 minutes before he did. all right, Wiz got a big win last night. I don't know who we can get because I have a lot of basketball questions. I need to understand the NBA Cup and if Washington wins Friday, do they advance? Like, what happens next? And I also need help understanding – this basketball tournament that Maryland's in out in Vegas. So Maryland won, I guess, Monday night was actually Tuesday morning for us. They tipped off at midnight. So it was 9 o'clock Vegas time, but tipped off at midnight. They beat UNLV. They beat Vegas. Then Terps played last night against Gonzaga, and I kind of timed up my evening to get home to watch the second half, and I went to bed because Gonzaga, a lot better than Maryland. I don't know what the final was, but that joint was never going to be close, and sometimes I can identify what's happening here, and I call it quits. Terps lost 61 last night. When I went to bed, they were probably down like 15.
Gonzaga got a bunch of grown men on their team normally.
Totally.
Yeah.
And Maryland, it's the first year for Buzz. I'm not mad at anybody, but something funky is going on with this Vegas basketball tournament. I don't know, but like if we can find somebody to explain the basketball tournament and the NBA Cup today, I'd really appreciate that. If Ben Strober's still running around the studio, I bet he knows. Because, B, I think these players get paid directly in this Vegas tournament based on how much they win by. Like, I think it's like a point spread thing.
So if they win, man, hell yeah. Well, that's why
they're going to run it up. Yeah.
But you know what, though?
And that's okay, I guess.
The adults, okay, here we go.
They're pros.
They always talk about sportsmanship. But in college sports right now, you have to win by a large margin when you for the college football championship, and you get points for that. So they're saying to hell with any kind of sportsmanship. If you can beat them by 2,000, beat them by 2,000.
So maybe White Brian's giving me info on this. White Brian, can you explain what the hell was going on with this Vegas tournament? Because your text makes no sense. There's no bracket with it. They got like 20 teams in Vegas, and it's all who beats who by how many points gets to advance. Is that accurate, White Brian?
Yeah, it's round robin, and they put all the 2-0 teams in a pool, and the two top point differential play in the championship. Then the next two have the third place game, and then just determine the rest of the matchups by record.
So does Maryland get another game, or are they out because they didn't go 2-0?
I'm pretty sure they're out, but I'm not positive.
So they get to just hang around Vegas now?
And the payouts are determined by how far you advance or by how bad you beat teams?
By game. So you play a game, you get money.
It's crazy.
Wow, I like it, though. Hell, the school was getting money.
I'm trying to.
The coaches was getting bonuses.
Dude, I'm trying to. Like, we all need to stop the pearl clutching with college sports. It's not going to be the way it was. Like,
it's not the
way
it was.
You got to just look at how things are now.
I mean, they're still in college. But the ultimate thing is, and the thing, you're paying these kids for their name, their image, their likeness. Okay? That's the ultimate thing because they don't all get paid the same thing. Guys that have a bigger name, image, likeness makes more money. Just like the guy that had the bigger name, image, and likeness before, he was getting more illegal money.
Right.
It's nothing has changed. The guys that aren't very good won't get paid. The guys that play the positions that make a difference, offensive line, defensive line, they probably won't get what the damn receiver and the cornerback gonna get. It's always what it is, but it's just now money's involved.
It's also only just life.
The only difference is this: the guys that are really, really putting on the show, they're now getting paid. And a lot of people don't like that fact, which is dumb as hell. Why wouldn't the person that's the person you're going to see play, nobody go to see, they didn't go to see Saban. They went to see the football players. They don't go to just see Alabama. They go to see the football players. So why shouldn't they get money?
I'm not mad at them getting money. I just thought.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying there are people out there who can't believe it. But what they're now doing is saying, hey, since we paying y'all money, Let's blow them out. Let's make it better. Because they're going to find a way to make money off of that. Believe me.
All right. Now, speaking of money in sports, at some point somebody's going to have to explain this NBA Cup thing to us. At some point, Standing and DA will be here. Maybe they can just tell us in a break or something. Because I'm now kind of in on the Wiz advancing. So they got a game Friday night against the Pacers. Friday night, I think the Black Friday game is during the day. So the Wiz, I'm gonna call my shot here, B. I don't know what my wife has planned for us. I guess we might go to the – I don't know. I'm going to try to watch the Wiz game Friday night.
I'm a little bit interested. I think what you need to – see, I keep telling you, you never learn.
What did I not learn
you
now?
You just say, I don't know what my wife had planned. Well, just find out what she got planned before you start saying what you're going to do. Because if you say it on air, and she got friends that listen to the show, well, JP say he's doing this. Then she's going to just purposely shut yourself down.
I would like to watch the Wiz game Friday night. I'm interested in them advancing. I think that's good for this young team you put together to, like, give them a target. Like, yo, let's win this game, and then we get to the next round. And probably get blowed out in the next round. But there's a tangible payoff. Maybe this is what the NBA is trying to accomplish with this silly NBA Cup thing. All right. Back to regularly scheduled programming. Joe Burrow has missed significant time this year.
Yes, yes, yes.
Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe Burrow has a pretty lengthy injury history since he's come into the NFL. My biggest concern with Burrow was always his superpower, is that he will stand in the pocket and make the play no matter what the pressure is.
Yeah.
And in turn, he gets smoked in the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
And some of the injuries have been fluky. Some of them have not. Joe Burrow, if you're going since he's been in the NFL, he's in his sixth NFL season now after that otherworldly year he had at LSU in 2019. His rookie season, he played 10 games before a knee injury, suffered at FedEx Field, like so many other knee injuries. 10 games as a rookie. In 21, he played all 16 games, was outrageously good. That team went to the Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl to the Rams. Mm-hmm. In 22, played all 16 games. So that was back-to-back full seasons for Burrow.
All right.
23, 10 games. Last year, played all 17. This year, he's only played two. What we have learned is Burrow is back. Tomorrow night, Thanksgiving night, Bengals-Ravens. By far, the people most happy that Burrow is back are the television networks. Mm-hmm. I think that game's actually on NBC. Shout out to the Peacock. Burrow is back. And Cincinnati, however, has a bad record. They're a bad team. Their defense sucks.
Yeah.
The Bengals are 3-8, I believe. I'm going to confirm that. Yeah, the Bengals are 3-8. And yet, Burrow wants to play. And he was asked about the notion of shutting it down because this is a lost season. Perhaps it's worth pointing out before we play the Burrow audio. The Bengals are 3-8. and in a wild card sense, they're cooked. But in that division, the Ravens are only 6-5. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are only 6-5. Since he gets to play all them head to head, so they do have a chance of chasing down that division, which is a little different than I'd say what Washington has. But this is Joe Burrow explaining why he wants to play football.
You understand?
I understand why people feel that way, but if you look at it from my perspective, I'm a football player, and if I get hurt, I'm going to go through the rehab process, and then I'm going to let everybody know when I feel like I can go out there and play. I don't really know what else to say about that. I'm not going to ever go to somebody and say, yeah, I'm healthy, but you know, I don't think I should go out there and play. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not going to live my life and play this game scared of something happening. Like, yeah, something's going to happen. It's football. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get concussions. You're going to break bones, tear ligaments. It's a physical, intense game. That's part of this. And, yeah, I've had injuries. There's not a lot I can do about that. I work really hard to have that not happen, but what I can do is when it does happen, I can control how I'm attacking my rehab and attacking practice and doing everything in my power to get back as quickly as possible. That's what I did.
And, B, I'd like you to kind of speak to that. I think, for me, Burrow explained the mindset of football players and elite quarterbacks, all of it really well right there.
But the thing of it is this, and what I despise, the same people that ask these dumbass questions about shutting people down, if that guy were to come out and say, look, I don't think I should play the rest of the year, they will destroy him. All right? What Joe Burrow is explaining to you is, I go and attack rehab and work as hard as I can to get back healthy. Then when I get healthy, you all want me to say, well, I'm not going to play now? You don't go through – listen, man, Leslie Shepard, when he talked about the elbow and the wrist, that is hell, man. You go to the hell and back to get to a point where you could go out there and do what God gave you a damn ability to do. And now you want to say, well, I'm not going to play till next year because this year means nothing. You know what can happen next year? First day of practice, you can get hurt. And then what the fans are going to say then. But this is the weird thing. I don't hear that Joe Burrow is injury prone a lot. All I hear is, oh, wait till he come back. Wait till he come back. But Jaden is hurt, and I hear he's injury prone. So is it just because he's closer to what RG3 was? Because Joe Burrow has been injured more than most of the star quarterbacks in the league.
Well, my thought with Burrow specifically is he's an incredibly accurate passer. He's an incredibly accurate deep passer. He's truly, truly gifted. He may have, and there are other players you can argue, right? And we don't want to get crazy because college football is so different. It's arguable he had the greatest college football season by a quarterback ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can really make that claim, right? And he does so many things so well, but I contend that his greatest superpower is his ability to stay in the pocket no matter what and deliver the football.
Yeah.
And at times, that's going to cause trouble. Jaden's greatest superpower is that he can make plays. Mm-hmm. He can beat you from the pocket. Jaden is a pocket passer, but he can also kill you with his legs.
Yeah.
And it's not a gimmick offense you have to run with Jaden. It's just something else he can add, and you don't want to remove that.
But
you got to just have an honest conversation.
But the thing I'm saying is that I don't hear a lot of folks professing that Joe Burrow is injury prone. And he's been injured more than Jaden. You get what I'm saying? It's weird how people jump on the on their soapbox when it's one quarterback, but they don't when the other. Brock Purdy has the same ability, they're not the same quarterbacks, that Joe Burrow has. Brock Purdy won't give up on a play. When you don't give up on a play, what happens? You normally get hit later, and sometimes you throw a lot of interceptions. But that was them explaining why he was the guy he is. Basically, they said, oh, he's going to throw a lot of interceptions, but That's because he won't give up on the play. But if somebody else throw the same interceptions, they don't get that excuse. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's like the media is full of crap, okay, where you want to profess on one guy but not the other. If one is injury prone, the other one is, okay? But the whole thing about it is you see how hard they fight to come back. And that's the thing I care about. Like when my daughter got hurt in cheer, her first year, broke her shoulder.
Bria?
Yes. First question I asked was, you going to go back? She said, as soon as I'm healthy. Put a big smile on my face. You know why? Because that's the mindset you have to be exceptional at any sport, being an athlete. Most people that go around talking about shut them down ain't no real damn athletes. They never done anything competitive in their lives. You, go through rehab one time and get to the other side and see if your mindset going to say, oh, I went through all that so I could just sit down and do nothing. You want to get back and prove you can do it.
I mean, what's the old saying? You fall off the horse, you get right back on.
Hell yeah.
Like, I thought Burrow really explained that well.
He nailed it.
And that's coming from a dude. There's this argument with Jaden that he needs the development, which I'm not sure I agree with, but people are like, oh, he needs the reps, blah, blah, blah. Burrow doesn't need the reps. Burrow doesn't need the development. He's just a freaking football player.
Yeah.
And that's what these guys
differently.
Do.
They got to where they are because they have a different mindset than the average person.
Now, I have said repeatedly, though, and I'll stand by this, coaches do have a responsibility to protect players. Yeah. Front offices have a responsibility to protect players and possibly investments, right? Because at some level, this is major dollars we're talking about. But with that said, a lot of this depends on timing for me. If Jaden, to me, it's tracking that Jaden may be available for the Minnesota game next weekend. That right? Like if he's practicing this week but not fully cleared, he gets a week of practice, then maybe he's back for Minnesota. We don't know that, but that's where this is tracking. If it's not Minnesota, then it's at the Giants the week after that. There is a point to me where if he's not cleared until Christmas Day against Dallas, maybe you decide, you know what, it's two games left. At that point, Lord knows what the record might be. Maybe at that point you do decide we're just going to err on the side of caution here. But with six games left and with an organization riding a six-game losing streak, desperate to change how things are right now, there is an obligation to the player to protect him. There's also an obligation to the full locker room.
Yeah.
Of let's get our best players on the field and try to win a damn game.
It's an obligation to yourself, too, because you're being judged. Okay? Like, it's just, I don't understand the mindset of quit and shut down. I didn't grow up on that. That's a new thing. That ain't old. That's something new. And we got to get those people with those mindsets out of sports. If we allow that, we'll never see the stars half the time.
But, dude, that's the problem in the NBA. The stars don't play way too often. Think about Major League Baseball.
They've tried to change it.
They tried
to change it a little bit.
It's not working.
Making them play and making them go out there and play a certain amount of time.
Think about pitchers in baseball. They get pulled when they could have a complete game shutout.
Yeah.
Like, the baseball stuff, the greatest example of it, and maybe what predicated this march to, like, robotic rules with young pitchers happened here. When they shut down Strasburg in a playoff season.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of this is just crazy. Like, you know the sport that doesn't do any of this? Hockey.
Yeah. Hockey is playing.
Your leg could be broken and you're playing.
Hell yeah.
And I think fans need to understand football is way closer to hockey than it is to the NBA or Major League Baseball. And that's how it has to be, man. There's 70 dudes in that locker room. And
it's barbaric.
55 of them don't have guaranteed money for 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just be real with this.
Mm-hmm.
And the avocado toast participation trophy nonsense is not the pro football world. And I really liked how Burrow explained that, and hopefully others did too. I've gotten some more information about all the basketball questions I had. And coming up at 11, it's Neil Greenberg's podcast on 106.7 The Fan. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Listen to this, B. This is a tease right here.
We got
Greenberg tweeted this out this morning. He said, I was inspired by a caller the other day, and I have a Commander's rooting guide, for today's podcast episode on B. Mitch and Finley at 11 a.m. on 106.7 The Fan.
All right.
So Greenberg's going to tell you what you're rooting for maybe this week and going forward if you're a Washington fan.
All right. Can't wait.
Yeah. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landfill. What song is this? Is this Stones performed by someone else? Who's singing? I'm kind of digging this. I know we can't play it too long, but I'm kind of digging that for the record. Send me that, Landini. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We are live on Monumental Sports Network. We are live on 106.7 The Fan, wherever you get your audio, the Odyssey podcast, the Odyssey app, the podcast, iHeart. Live,
everything.
Live on the YouTube stream, wherever you get the content, know that we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
I want to run through some information I've ascertained from my my human life editor producer Danny Frank has texted me. White Brian incorrect about this Vegas basketball tournament. Shockingly, Maryland plays tonight, so they're not kicked out of Vegas. again, Maryland plays at midnight again, so I won't be watching.
Oh,
and they play Alabama.
We're gonna learn to stop believing what Brian said. That's all that is.
So. The Terps play Bama tonight at midnight. If I'm watching means...
Oh, they're playing Bama, so you know he didn't want to say that.
And maybe that was
if they were playing Auburn, he would have told you they're still playing.
The last time... I believe the last time Maryland played Alabama was in the NCAA tournament, and they got absolutely boat raced.
Yes, they did.
So let's hope it's a better result tonight. Also, the players don't get directly paid from this Vegas tournament. This is wild. Each team gets $1 million guaranteed for their NIL funds, and then you get additional money based on how you perform.
Okay. So the school get the money to pass out.
Right.
So, in other words, the top players are going to get most of the money again.
Correct.
All right. So.
Now, I've also got – Danny was also kind enough to give me NBA Cup information.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my mind, I know the Wiz have played two NBA Cup games in the last week, and they're 1-1. And I thought, all right, if they could win Friday night against the Pacers, bang, they get through in group play.
Uh-huh.
However, that's also incorrect. The Wiz have already lost another cup game. Their group is Toronto's 3-0, who they had already lost to, and Cleveland at 2-1. So even if Washington beats the Pacers Friday night and Cleveland loses, Cleveland beat them head-to-head. So Washington ain't advancing out of group play.
All right, gotcha.
So my little hope, excitement for something to play for the Wiz is lost. And
so in other words, talk about it. Yeah, yeah. Something that's going to be boring as hell. You're going to be probably the only dad there.
Yeah. That sounds about right. We might be going to the beach Friday morning, which if that happens, I'm putting my foot down. Either Friday or Saturday night, we're going to go hang with Monty. And the kids can run around, and I can be warmed up by an Orange Crush, even if it's cold and windy.
If you two get together and y'all run around with Monty, give me some video.
Lauren and I might be dancing?
Yeah, because everybody that knows Lauren and they see her, oh, this is a nice lady. You see why her, she and JP are together. Just get them two dancing. You'll see.
I appreciate Jeff in the text thread said, JP putting his foot down with a laughing emoji. Not a lot of belief in your
None
boy.
At all.
We'll be at the Christmas tree
You've
store.
Never won any of those battles.
There's not many battles I've won, B. Honestly, there's not a lot of them. I don't know. You're the winner of the two of us. I'm the blogger. I did want to make mention of something that happened yesterday that I certainly found surprising. The mayor of the District of Columbia, Muriel Bowser,
yeah,
came out and said she's not running for a fourth term.
Yeah.
I've got to know the mayor a little bit just through events and specifically with a lot of the RFK stuff. I got asked to MC a panel with a number of different people with different perspectives on the value of sports to the city.
Okay.
We don't do politics, but the mayor's always been kind. And I will say, if you are into sports in the D.C. area, she's been a great sports mayor.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
She pulled a rabbit out of her hat to get the Caps and the Wizards to stay in D.C. You know, Capital One Arena is now going through a significant transformation.
Totally.
That is going to look awesome when it's finished and be great for that area again, where that area kind of fell apart during COVID.
Totally.
You know, Nats Park certainly wasn't her, but the value of Nats Park to Navy Yard and to the city as a whole has been massive. And getting this RFK thing done, at least to the finish line of the starting line.
Nats Park wasn't her, but a lot of them buildings around there was her.
And RFK doesn't happen without Muriel Bowser. And I think her ability to work with the federal government as it's currently constituted and all of those challenges and to keep the eye on the big prize of getting a $4 billion development at the eastern edge of the city. I salute Muriel Bowser for what she's done. I know there are political things and people will have different opinions on that. But as far as sports are concerned in the city, she's been fantastic.
Real. Okay. If you are a politician, you're going to have some people that's always against you, some people that are always with
totally.
You. And you're going to also have those people that are going to like some things you do and they're going to hate some things you do. Because the things they like benefits them, the things they don't like, it doesn't benefit them. I was listening to a show yesterday and they had people calling in. And as one of the hosts said, he said his family lives in the city. He said he tries not to make a lot of comments because he doesn't live in the city anymore, but he grew up in the city. But he said that the same people that call him praising him some things, they call him and they go against some things. But guess what? That's the life of a politician.
Sure.
I don't know one that was loved by everybody. None. So the whole thing about it is this. She might have done some things that didn't help you, but she also did some things that helped you. So at least give the person the benefit of the doubt.
Agreed. I was listening to Rooster driving home yesterday, I guess when the Bowser news broke. And sometimes listening to Chris is a wild ride. You never know exactly where it's going. But I think Chris, don't quote me on this, but I believe Chris Russell suggested Muriel Bowser is stepping down as mayor, or not running again, so that she can coach the Wizards. I don't know how he arrived at that conclusion, but
did he really say that?
That's how I interpreted it. He did a big old tease, you know. So he's trying to tease people to stay to the next.
Did
segment.
He really say that?
he was teasing people.
Is there a sofa in that station?
He said.
Is there a psychiatrist in that station? Somebody need to lay him on that couch and talk to him if he really said that.
So he was doing a tease to get his listeners to stay with him through the break, which I did not. But what I heard was we have major news from the mayor's office. She will not be seeking re-election, and we've got to talk about the Wizards coach. And I interpreted that as Mayor Bowser taking over the Wizards. Now, I think Coach Keefe has a pretty firm grip on that job.
But I think you're sick.
If we're talking about a builder, the mayor got the stadium built. She's getting all these buildings put up. I don't know. So, per Chris Russell, Mayor Bowser may be the Wizards' next head coach. Nobody go anywhere. Neil Greenberg joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.